Here, Bubbles. Oh, no. Hey. We're live. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well. It is not 5 a.m., though. It's 8:16 a.m. in the morning. So somebody couldn't wake up this morning. I wonder who that was. It was me. Because I couldn't sleep last night. I don't know. I had stuff on my mind I had to get done last night. So I stood up, got them done. Then I couldn't sleep. And we are here where we are now. You know, everybody gets that every once in a while. I get caught behind. But this will lead into one of my topics, and at some point, hopefully later this month, August, I will share you one of my metrics. So I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and we're here to talk about Agile and Scrum. So you can deliver value to your customer, get home to your family and friends, not work 60, 80 hours a week, and have a little fun along the way, but do it in a smart way to do it. And so a lot of the topics we're going to talk about now are related to those particular goals and mission goals, which we have above us over here to the to my left. Anyway, this is our 377th episode. Learn a lot of things that are out there that I was just browsing around and checking stuff out. And every once in a while, you have to pull your head out of what you're doing and see what it looks like and explore a little bit. Do some learnings and stuff like that. So I was kind of doing that a little bit over the weekend. And actually this week I have a coaching cohort for an entire week. We're doing like a virtual retreat, half days for the whole week. So it'll be interesting. We'll be hopefully learning a lot. I know I will, because it's always a good thing with this group. So the two topics I want to talk about today, I want to kind of keep it. Hi, what's up? And of course she wants attention. Two topics, codeathons, and they're bad, right? When they're good, when they're bad. Talk about codeathons a little bit. And what's going on with them. And then I want to talk about metrics a little bit, right? Just two quick topics. Codeathons might be a little bit long, but this should be decent. So, codeathons, right? And I posted a post the other day from the future, and they were talking about bad bosses asking people to work late, or like if you're a consultant or a freelance developer or something like that, and the manager or the person running it wanted you to work some more hours, and you know, hey, everybody's working until like 10 o'clock at night every night. Can you do it? Can you be a team player? And he was teaching some ways to respond to those kind of conversations. So it's a really handy thing to have for anybody who's watching. I would definitely go. I shared it on in LinkedIn, but also in my channels. The future is one of the channels that I follow and share with everybody, as some of the channels that I watch, I think, that provide good all around information from an Agile and Scrum and just work dynamics perspective. So I try to share that. Because there's a lot of good stuff out there. I'm not one to say, just listen to 5 a.m. Master Scrum and don't listen to anybody else. Me. There's so much stuff out there. I learn from so many different areas, and I don't want to repeat what they do. But when we sync and we talk about kind of the same thing, I like to share that and say, see, look, there's somebody else talking the way I do. But it was a good article. It was funny. I had this topic I want to talk with about the codeathons kind of met up with what these guys are trying to do. So I've seen like three types of codeathons out there. And one was good. The other two were bad. The first one I've seen where a group, I have to give creds to Comcast, right? The one group they had, because I work for them. And I'm going to steal this idea when I ever have a bunch of developers and coders under one company. And when I get to that point, I'm definitely going to steal that idea. Is they would do a coding thon or a creative thon or whatever you want to call it. But they would take a week out of their work day and allow teams to be as creative as they want, develop whatever they want based on whatever the company produces, come up with some really crazy stuff. Code it, test it, run it, prototype, present it, the whole nine yards in a week. Kind of like the book The Sprint, where you can demo something in a week. So I kind of like it. kind of all fits together with that whole mentality, right? But they didn't make people work on their own time. If they wanted to because they really liked it, they could work all the hours they want, but it wasn't forced upon them. So that was one. That's the best kind of code of conduct I've seen employed in the industry and anything in general. I mean, if you have ideas, you want to do it, and you want to get persuade your other coworkers to do it, and the company provides a chance for doing that, it's great. Okay, so that's one thing. Then there's another kind of code-a-thon where part of it is they do like a 24-hour thing, and they get 24 hours to code something. They get partial time during the work hour, but then the expectation is that people are going to work way late in the evening, and they're going to deliver something the next day, and they do all elaborate presentations. I don't think a day is enough to do what you want to do realistically. That's why I like the week-long thing. If you're going to do it. Let it happen. Then, so that's kind of good, kind of bad, just because they want you to work all night long in your team and really put the stress on you to get it done in a day, which is ridiculous, which is bad. Okay, so the last one, which is the worst kind, is a code-a-thon to catch up on backlog items. So, and this code-a-thon is why Scrum was invented in the first place. This is why we do Scrum. This is the kicker. So the idea is that you would have a group of developers, testers, or you could just do developers and testers, whatever it is. Work over the weekend to work on an item that the bosses wanted to get done or the business wanted to get done. So they're working, they're not paying you. You're not getting paid overtime. You're not getting paid for your time, but they want you to be a team player, which goes with the other video. Please be a team player. The other team is putting this whole weekend in on this to catch up, to do things we want to do. Why can't you, right? So it's a catch-up job. But it's something the business of. But this is why Scrum is invented. So think about this for a second. Really deep thinking here. So they have this work that they really want to get done. It's a pet project, whatever, and they want someone to do it. But they don't want to put it into the main process of Scrum. Scrum was developed so that you as a team or organization can do a pivot. You can be agile, the real term of agile. Where we have a thing that we really want to do, the CEO wants to try it, whatever. Put that into the sprint planning. You know, put the other work aside. If you did your definition done right, everything will be good. Even if you didn't do it right, you can still figure out how to get through it. But you put that work that the people really want to get done, you put that into your sprint planning. You plan for it, you work it just like you would any other work. But the problem is they are so far behind, or they don't really understand Scrum. They don't realize. But if that's really a priority and you're going to ask people to work overtime without pay or over the weekend to get it done or do a code-a-thon like that, then it really must be important. You don't go asking your people to do something that's not important, do you? So if it's really that important, that's where the priorities of the backlog come in. If it's that important that you're going to ask your entire organization to do a code-a-thon over a weekend or whatever, to do some pet project or something the customer really wanted, why isn't that at the top of the priority list in your backlog? This is where I see this stuff comes in. I go, what are you doing? This is why Scrum was invented. This is why Scrum is built the way it is. We have a sprint planning. Take those high priority things. Put them at the top of the list for your priorities for your work. Push the other stuff to the next sprint. Work on the stuff priorities. Don't make your teams work over the weekends on something that's a hot project for yourself or for the organization. That is not being a leader. That's being a bully, personally, a bully. You goat people into, well, the rest of the team's doing it, you should do it too. Yeah, why don't you do your job right? Prioritize your backlog. If it's such a big thing, put it in the top backlog. We can always get to the other stuff later, right? We're not doing that. We're not doing what Scrum is about. And that's where you get all that stress and that craziness. So, like I said, code-a-thons, for the sake of catching up in the backlog is a bad idea, anti-scrum, anti-agile. Your organization is not using the ability of scrum the right way, and people aren't doing their job. That's why that's coming. Anytime you got to work late like that tells me that your organization is not doing their job. Even when you do code releases, I watch code releases where they go on a weekend and everybody's got to be online and all that kind of stuff. I get it, but I wonder sometimes if people are doing their jobs, right? That you have to have that much of a craziness over this activity. It shouldn't be any craziness, but sometimes it is. So Codeathons is why Codeathons are bad. And that's why we invented Scrum. Scrum is supposed to take care of those Codeathons that people always wanted, right? They would complain, well, we're not. So here's what, if you read the book, they complained that they were doing work that wasn't for the customer, what the customer wanted. They complained that they were working more than 40 hours a week. They complained they weren't working on the right priorities. So everything I said there, why Scrum, why Agile, why the manifesto was invented, is these Codeathons. These Codeathons is why Agile Manifesto was put together, why Scrum was built. It's to get rid of these darn Codeathons that people want to go and do because they don't make any sense. Okay, so that was the first topic. Second topic, I want to talk about metrics. I watch a lot of teams, and I talked about metrics past couple of days. I have my own personal metrics that I track. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I really get it, sometimes I'm not. But I use it, and I was watching Cardone. He's a big sales guy, big social media, real estate guy, how to do sales. And he was talking about metrics. And you watch the metrics of what people are doing, you can tell when they're dropping off or not. And at first I'm like, yeah. And then I'm looking at my own metrics and I go, oh, yeah, you're right. Because I have goals what I want to achieve for this show. And later on when I meet the goal, I will share with you my metrics on how I been doing this. But in the metrics, I can see where I was going up and then I kind of leveled out and then I realized it and I'm going back up again and I leveled out and then I'm going back up again. The idea behind metrics is that you can help self-evaluate yourself and give you feedback for yourself. It's not necessarily to report up the chain. It's so that you as an individual or a team can get better. That's why we do metrics. What do you want this? This? I guess he killed all his electronics. He just stole my phone. Yeah. This is why I do it at 5 a.m. and not 8:30. Anyway, so that is why I do metrics. It's not to show everybody else, but to give you some tools and like, oh, wow, we're not really getting as far as our goal was for our team from a progress. Coding, unit testing, whatever you metrics, whatever you want to measure for your own team. And this is what Scrum Master is supposed to be. What metrics would you like to measure? What do you want to what is your goal as a team? And I see so many teams out there that don't ask that question. They have, oh, we want to meet the business goal. But what do you want to do as a team? What do you want to do individually as a team? What are your goals, right? And what are you working on every sprint to reach those goals? Now my metrics go every week and I have these little metric goals that I want to achieve. And I have some thoughts on where it is. I don't know if it'll have any value in the end, but I'm measuring it, but it's really interesting. You can see where the coronavirus hit and then I can see that. And then I went up again and then they can see where I hurt my foot. And also when they decide they're going to extend the coronavirus thing, which I might get flagged on this from YouTube because YouTube's looking for that kind of stuff. And then I started going back up again. So it's really interesting. The metrics kind of tell your journey. So those are the two things I got today. So Codeathons is why the Agile Manifesto and Scrum were invented in the first place, is to get rid of Codeathons. And then two, metrics. They're for your team. You should ask your team, what do they want to measure? What are their own goals as a team, not just business? But what are their goals? What are their internal goals? What do they want to achieve? You know, how do they think their output should be? What do they want to measure? Ask them. Don't just create metrics to measure them. Ask them, well, how do you want to measure yourselves? It's a great question. With that, I'm going to say thumbs up. See y'all later. Ring the bell if you want to get notification when we got videos going up. And congrats to NASA and SpaceX for getting this astronauts home the other day. I was watching that all day. That was amazing. a lot of unexpected stuff happened during the video. Oh, anyway, there might even be an alien out there somewhere. That's what my son and I, when I saw him close the hatch, we thought, hey, is that an alien arm? Anyway, I went over the camera. But there's other stuff that happened on the landing that was kind of amazing. I guess they learned a lesson learned. They pushed everybody so far out. All these people came underneath the radar. But it was fun. But congratulations to them. Glad it worked out. Looking for the next hop. Looking for the next rocket. All right. Take care. Have a great day. Enjoy your Monday. And see ya.